If you ask for help in a polite way, you never fail to succeed.
如果你很有礼貌地去求助的话，你肯定会成功的，你不会不成功。所以注意这个双否语气的翻译。
If you receive requests like this, you never fail to accept.
如果你收到这样的请求，你不会不接受的。那么在新概念的三册当中，我要求大家掌握的双重否定结构，第一个结构形式
never fail to,
can't fail to,
don't fail to。
总而言之，是采用否定词和 fail to 搭配连用，这时候它的语气是比较强烈的，表示不会不能，言外之意肯定会。 OK, 那么第二个双否形式，我们是在否定的形容词之前加以否定 not。 For example, unreasonable, 不合情合理的。 Not unreasonable, 不是不合情合理，言外之意合乎情理。 Now translate the sentence.
What he said is not unreasonable.
他所说的话很合乎情理。Okay, please translate the sentence into English. 对于我们来讲，犯错误是很正常的，是很正常的。那么正常的 common, 你可以表达为
It is quite common for us to make mistakes.
但是这个语气平平，如果想起到一个加强语气的作用，我们不妨采用 common 的反义词 uncommon. So,
It is not uncommon for us to make mistakes.
记住，双重否定的第二种结构形式 not 和否定形容词搭配连用。第三个句子结构 not 和否定介词 without 搭配。
You can't obtain English without working hard. You can't obtain English without working hard.
没有努力用功这个阶段，你就不会学好英语的。 OK, now translate my sentence please. 他每餐都要吃肉，那么言外之意他没有肉就不吃饭了。
So he doesn't have any meal without meat. He doesn't have any meal without meat.
好，第四个结构形式否定形容词 no 和 not 句式搭配，或和另外一个否定形容词 no 搭配形式。
For example, There is no cat that doesn't like a fish. There is no cat that doesn't like a fish.
没有不喜欢鱼的猫。 OK, 那么同学们如果想表达他什么事情都能干，言外之意没有他不能做的事情。
There's nothing that he can't do. There's nothing that he can't do.
Translate the next sentence into Chinese.
There's no rule that has no exception.
Exception 例外。There's no rule that has no exception. 没有无例外的法规。所以请同学们要把握双重之否定的用法，主要的作用是用来加强语气。 OK, please come back to our text. 那么再次回到课文当中来。
Cats never fail to fascinate human beings.
猫总是能够引起人们极大的兴趣。
They can be friendly and affectionate towards humans.
他们对人非常的友好，甚至充满了柔情。
But they lead mysterious lives of their own as well.
Let's say, but they lead mysterious lives of their own too. 我们在书面写作当中建议大家使用 as well. 但是他们又有自己神秘的生活方式。
They never become submissive like dogs. and houses. So we know dogs and houses are submissive, but cats are not submissive.
那么他们不像狗和马一样变得那么顺从。
As a result,
那么这样其结果导致了什么呢？
As a result, humans have learned to respect feline independence. Have learned to.
我们在应用这个结构形式的时候，你可以表达为学会了。那么言外之意表示习惯了。人类已经学会，并且已经习惯了尊重猫的独立性。那么请，如果同学们想表达人们已经习惯于总是期盼火车是准点的。 So
People have learned to expect that trains are punctual.
那么孩子们已经学会了适应他们的父母是很能干的。
Children have learned to expect their parents are very able.
Are you quite clear?
Most cats remain suspicious of humans all their lives.
Be suspicious of somebody. 对什么表示怀疑，存有戒心。在他们的一生中，你要注意 all their lives 在一生当中，猫对于人总是存有戒心的。
One of the things that fascinates us most about cats is the popular belief.That they have nine lives.
Answer me a question, please.
What fascinates us about cats?
那么请同学们回答我这个问题。
What fascinates us most about cats?
那么对于猫来这种动物来讲，什么事情最吸引我们呢？我们在本文的句型结构形式是本科的重点。
One of the things...That fascinates us most.
That 引导定语从句，关于猫这个动物最吸引我们的事情之一。要是 that 引导定语从句，由于
one of the things one
做主语，所以 fascinates 采用单数形式。
Is a popular belief.
就是这种通俗的信念。
That they have nine lives.
That 引导同位语从句，进一步说明 belief 的基本内容。
Now translate my sentence imitating the key structure.
有关于飞机最吸引我们的地方，就是这个普遍接受的事实，它既安全又快捷。
One of the things that fascinates us most about planes is the popular fact that.They are safe and fast.
Are you clear about the key structure?
Apparently, there is a good deal of truth in this idea.
Truth, 不可数名词，所以我们接受了 a good deal of 的修饰 or a great deal of truth. 那么这个说法里面包含了许多真实性。
Apparently, 显然，
显而易见。当然这并不是特别肯定的一种口吻，所以我们在表达的时候可以运用另外一个结构形式。
It seems that